For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Logan Miller. I'm joined here today by William Lewis, who is the application system engineer here on campus, and he gives this week's devotional. Let me go ahead and kind of preface this by saying that your talk is all about Heavenly Father's infinite love. And so I kind of want to ask you to start this off, what you think is so good about love just in general?
Well, love drives many things. But we're all, as human beings, seeking love, whether it be physical love or spiritual love, wanting to be known or accepted by others. I think it's just something that many of us, if not all of us, at one point or another, crave, is knowing that we are loved by somebody and that we in turn can love in return. So when I was asked to give this devotional talk, it just was something that popped into my mind immediately when I was asked, is God's infinite love and how we can try to feel that love or show that love as Christ would.
All right. And then how do you think, like, what's the difference between the love that we provide to others and then the love that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ show for us, if there is really a difference?
Well, my personal opinion is there's a huge difference. We can show love and feel like we're showing our version of infinite love for a person, but do we show that love for every single individual we come across? Savior would. Do we show love that is non-judgmental to everybody? I think personally that, you know, like I say, my opinion, that we have a lot to learn about love and how it can affect us as an individual and us or our families or our neighborhoods or nation or world. I think a lot of things can change if we show kindness and love towards everyone. And granted, I'm still learning, and like all of us are. It'll take us time to develop that compassion that Christ has for all of us. And the same with our Father in Heaven. And when I started studying for this talk, it helped open my eyes about the level of love that I believe our Father in Heaven and Jesus Christ have is way beyond our understanding. And it is up to us to try to learn that love and put it in a focus of showing kindness and love for everyone, no matter who they are, no matter what they look like, you know, what their opinions and different things are. So, you know, it's been a learning experience for me.
All right. And so I kind of want to talk about how you've seen that love, that ability to love others despite what they've gone through, their experiences. How have you seen a Christ-like love in your life?
I guess one of my main examples would be watching, this might be a little bit emotional, but is watching how my wife treats others. She is an amazing example to me to help me understand what Christ-like love can be. I also, being human, I'm subject to many different things, and but to feel of Christ's love when I first felt his love was when I was, like as mentioned in my talk, when I was asked to pray for the very first time, and Sally had asked in her prayer to have the Lord manifest to me that he was there and that he loved me. And I've always known that Jesus was around or real, even as a young child, but I've never really felt what it was like to have that manifest to me, what love was. And so at that time, when I started to pray, I got this overwhelming feeling that just come over me, that just manifest to me that this was all real and that Christ does love me as well as our Father in heaven, and the feeling I was feeling was just, like I say, it was overwhelming. And so that was my first ever experience with that witness. I've had it since many times, but that was my first real experience, and that just set something up in me that I've never forgotten, and put me on a path that was more focused on Christ than where I was headed at the time.
Yeah, that was such a great experience to be able to read and learn about. And seeing that kind of experience happening to other people is really such a way to strengthen your own testimony. And it's such a really cool way to see that. And so because of that experience, how would you say, like, what are some things that we can do to offer that same kind of love to other people?
Well, I think it starts with seeing other people as our fellow brothers and sisters in God, and they are all our brothers and sisters. Granted, some may not believe that, but it's true. But if you can see them as God sees them, or our Savior sees them, is a big start in helping us to think, well, what would Jesus do in this moment? And show kindness and love and support, whatever they might be struggling with, or maybe lack of knowledge for, knowing how our Father in heaven loves us. So we have to know what that feels like personally and try to help them understand what they might be feeling, that this is the Spirit manifesting to you that God does love you and that you are of infinite worth to him, and help them feel of his love by our actions, I guess. It's you have to be sensitive to them and to the Spirit to know what you can do for them at that moment. I know that when I've had opportunities to serve others, it could be just an impression to ask them how their day is, or ask them what can you do for them at this time. And granted, I'm a private person, and when people have asked me that, I just say, things are fine, we're okay. And that seems to be a human tendency, to because you want to try to stay private and you don't want to, you know, divulge things that you might be struggling with. And so we have to be sensitive to them, but just be no, I can't think of the right word for it. Just be aware, I guess, of what they're going through or what you've noticed about what they're struggling with, and maybe offer a sensitive conversation to them, or just, and if they do open up, maybe you can relate in a way that might help them. But it's just a matter of caring for them and knowing that they are of worth no matter their situation.
All right. And kind of on the flip side of that, and I feel like it's kind of a similar answer, but I want to hear it anyways. What are some things that we can do to feel the Savior's love for us in that regard?
Open your heart. You know, life is so busy, and we seem to be going so many different directions, and we don't have time to stop and just listen or feel. We need to make that time, in most likely in a private situation or a private location, or like I mentioned, I love the outdoors, and I've seen so many people have a change in their life just by being in the outdoors and just taking the time to stop, push aside the busyness of the world, and listen and feel. What do you sense? There's, you know, I don't know why it is that the outdoors seem to affect a lot of people that way, but they come to realize that in this grand world and scheme of things, that there is a Creator. And if you understand that, then you want to know more as to why He created this earth, why He has done what He's done, feeling that there's more to life than just the busyness of life, and that we need to take the time to stop, look, listen, feel. And like I said, open your heart to these things. And when you get that feeling, you know, pursue it. You know, what caused me to feel this way? But for most of us that know of Heavenly Father, how do we gain that feeling? Is a want to know, as you know, like they say in the general, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? I think is a thought process that everyone has thought one time or another in their life. And so, for me, to try to feel God's love or reflect it, is I have to be willing to open myself up to feeling and wanting to know the answer to those three questions. Though I didn't ask them in my talk, but I think it's a built-in feeling that we all have, is what's our purpose? So how can we feel the Savior's love for us? One of the best, like I said, open up, but we need to study who He was. You know, we got the greatest resource in front of us. We have the Bible, and we also have the Book of Mormon, and or the Doctrine and Covenants, or the Pearl of Great Price. We have all these things. We have messages from our apostles and prophets. We have people that we look up to that can give us some insight. But I'm always wanting to strive to try to feel his spirit, to try to feel that warmth, or that, however you may feel of the spirit, to feel it constantly is one of my goals in life, is to be able to want to feel that, I guess. It's just a thing inside me that I try to live my life in such a way that I can be able to have that with me. I'm not always there, but it's something to strive for. To know that you're loved and to feel that you're loved, and especially from one that provides all love. It's a good feeling. And, you know, and how to get people to feel that, you know, I have to help them feel what, understand what they're feeling. But for me, studying the scriptures in a new way, as I mentioned in my talk, seeing them in the sense of love, you know, there's some hard things in the scriptures, but I see it as tough love. We need to learn something, you know, but no matter how tough it is, the Savior is always there. He's always asking us to return to Him. He's always wanting to show us love and kindness. But the human tends to be tough to work with, I guess. That's probably not the right words, but we tend to want to do our own thing. But how much better we can be if we have the Savior with us.
If there was one thing from your talk that you would want someone to learn about after listening to it, what would it be?
That God is always there for you, no matter your struggles. He is there, willing to show you love, but we have to be willing to accept it.
All right, well, that's all the questions I had for you. Thank you so much for taking your time to talk with me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for the opportunity.